Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. And we do this, I do this every Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern, because there's so many toxic chemicals in the world that are causing so much harm to the environment and to our health and well-being, to the way our bodies feel, how we think, how we feel. And it doesn't need to be that way. There are so many people in the world, so many businesses in the world and organizations who are doing good things to make our world a less toxic place to live so that we can all be healthier and happier, that we just need to know that these options exist and choose them, and we can all be living in a more toxic free way. Today is Monday, December 9th, 2013, and I'm here in, well, usually sunny Clearwater, Florida, but it's overcast today, so it feels a little winterish, which is great. And at the studio, they were saying they're in Pennsylvania, and they said that they had their first snowfall. So it's starting to feel like the holidays. Today, my guest is Robert McLaughlin. He's the CEO of Organic Bouquet. And what Organic Bouquet does is that they deliver right to your home gorgeous, beautiful, organic flowers and other things like Christmas wreaths and gifts, baskets, and all kinds of things that you might want to consider for holiday gifts this year. Hi, Robert. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So first, tell us a little bit about how Organic Bouquet started, and then your background. I know that you've spent, like, I think your whole entire adult life, if not more, working in the floral industry. So tell us the stories of how you and Organic Bouquet came together.
Sure. So Organic Bouquet was started in 2001. I actually came to work at Organic Bouquet in 2007, but the gentleman who started it was from the organic fruit and vegetable industry and wanted to get into the floral industry. So with my background, I started in 1984 in the floriculture industry and horticulture industry, working mainly with U.S. growers as well as growers in South America, and marketing most of these products to supermarkets.
And what was the motivation for starting Organic Bouquet?
Well, I think it was, it started out as a more of a social program working with workers in South America and Colombia and Ecuador. About 70% of the flowers that are sold in the U.S. come from Colombia and Ecuador. So I think, you know, it started as a human rights issue. And then as you get into that, you think, okay, you know, you can pay fair, livable wages to workers, but, you know, what's one of the worst things you can do to them? And that's spray toxic chemicals on them. So we had to find a way to end that.
Yeah. I saw in your bio on the website that you had experience working in the greenhouses and the packing houses, and you've held just about every job there is in the floral industry. Can you tell us some of the things that you observed about what kind of toxic chemicals were being used and what the effects were on the workers?
Yeah, so I did. I started in Central Florida working in a greenhouse just as a laborer. I pulled weeds and packed boxes and even sprayed some of those nasty agrochemicals. And we had a head agronomist or a grower who had been growing for years through the 60s and 70s, and he understood the effects of toxicity and chemicals. But in the greenhouse, it was always, you know, it was all business, and you spray the chemicals that it took to get rid of the pests or funguses that you were trying to get rid of. But what was interesting is outside of the greenhouse, he taught me how to kill weeds around the greenhouse using salt water, taught me how to kill aphids off of the bushes around the greenhouse using soapy water. So we really started looking at it in the early 80s. There was an awareness of it, at least, you know, from the grower's perspective. And then that particular grower, he passed away in the early 90s of toxic chemical overexposure. You know, he would always come back to the greenhouse soaked in the chemicals that he was spraying all over the plants. So there had to be a better way.
Yeah, there does have to be a better way. Yeah, you talked about how you and the other workers would just spray the chemicals, and you're walking around in your bare feet, being, you know, just, and I think that that this has gone on a lot in the past, but I think that it's still going on, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, we were somewhat fortunate in the U.S. compared to some other developing nations. But, yeah, as kids spraying chemicals, the last thing we want to do is get our shirts or our shoes wet, so we would just strip them off and, you know, and go out and spray the chemicals. If you look around the world, that's happening in India, it's happening in China. I'm sure it's still happening somewhere in the U.S. as well. But where you have a village that is spraying chemicals on cotton, for instance, and you have a worker that, you know, barely has a fresh, you know, supply of water, he may only have a cup of water to rinse the chemicals off of him.
And that doesn't do the job. But, of course, they're breathing them and everything, and all of these chemicals are going into the environment. Could you tell us what some of the chemicals are?
You know, there's a lot of nasty chemicals. I think methyl bromide is probably one of the worst that is used in the produce industry, as well as in some of the floral industry. And that's just a nasty chemical that they fog greenhouses with to sterilize soil and among other uses. But that's probably the worst.
And then there's all the pesticides, and you probably use a lot of different pesticides.
Pesticides and fertilizers.
And fertilizers. Is it pretty much the same thing that is being used in when you're growing food?
Yeah, a lot of the same chemicals are used for food. You know, there is, fortunately with food production, there's been a lot of research dollars put into growing organic food, which we've been able to benefit from that research in the floral industry.
And do you know, is there any residues of pesticides or toxic chemicals left on the flowers? Like if I were to go buy flowers at my grocery store, would I be being exposed to those pesticides like I would be exposed to pesticides on food?
Yeah, in many cases you are. Again, floriculture is kind of the gem of the agricultural world in South America. In other words, it has a lot more advanced and progressive growers that are getting away from that. But yeah, traditional grown flour may have been dipped in a fungicide before it was even shipped, just to keep the bacteria and funguses down in transit.
Oh, that makes me think about, I remember when I was a child, I've told this story before, but it bears telling again. I remember when I was a child, I used to, when I would smell an orange, what I'd be smelling is the fungicide. You know, they wrap the oranges in paper with fungicide on it, and the fungicide gets on the orange, and I would smell an orange, and I would think, well, that's what an orange smells like, that fungicide smell. And
right.
It wasn't until I ate organic oranges for the first time that I realized that what I had been smelling and tasting was fungicide and not an orange. And I didn't know that they dipped flowers in fungicide. So if they're dipping flowers in fungicides to keep them fresh in transit, then that fungicide would still be there as part of the flower by the time it got to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's residues on flowers from fertilization. There's residue from pesticides. And ironically, a lot of people don't understand that even organic chemicals can be highly caustic chemicals. So you'll have residues potentially from organic chemicals that, you know, need to be cleaned off as well.
And how would you clean those chemicals off of a flower?
Just by dipping them in water. If it's truly an organic chemical, it's water soluble. A synthetic chemical is not meant to break down with water. So that's really the main difference.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, good, 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 good. Well, thank you for sending me some flowers. I am really enjoying them. Excuse me. Robert sent me a beautiful bouquet of white carnations with lilies and red tulips and evergreens, and it's sitting here right on my desk, and it's so fresh and beautiful. He also sent the most gorgeous Christmas wreath I've ever seen. I mean, if you think about it's, first of all, it's really big. It's really lush. If you think about the kind of wreaths you get at the Christmas tree lot or at the grocery store, this is nothing like that. It's so beautiful. I'll tell you more about it when we come back from the break. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. And my guest today is Robert McLaughlin, the CEO of Organic Bouquet. We'll come back and talk more about organic flowers. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And my guest today is Robert McLaughlin, CEO of Organic Bouquet. And before the break, I was starting to tell you about these beautiful flowers. And in addition to the flowers being so gorgeous, it also, the bouquet came with a vase that, I need to tell you this about the vase. When all I had to do was just, the vase is designed in such a way, and I'm not sure if they did this intentionally or not, but the vase is designed in such a way that all I had to do was put the flowers in the vase, and they spread out perfectly to look like a gorgeous bouquet the way it looks in the picture. And I didn't have to do any flower arranging. The flowers just kind of arranged themselves, and that it was just such a delight when I did that. I just put the flowers in, the vase did all the work, and I have this gorgeous bouquet on my desk. So I want to tell you about this wreath, too, because we're now at the holiday season and people are probably buying wreaths. This wreath is the largest wreath that I've ever seen. It has every single piece of it has fresh evergreens. They're all fresh. It's beautifully put together. This is the most highest quality floral arrangements I've ever seen. And so I'm delighted that they are also organic and fair trade and all the wonderful sustainable things that they are. So, well done.
Well, great. Thank you for that.
And I'm very happy. I'm very happy with them. I'm very, very happy. There's so much we could talk about. Why don't you tell us, here's another thing I wanted to say. You have same day delivery, right?
We do. Yeah, we actually just launched that capability recently.
I was surprised because I know you were checking on my address and you asked me, you only got my address on Saturday morning, and by Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning, I had flowers. And that was pretty amazing to me. So this is something that if people are wanting to send holiday gifts, they could be ordering at the last minute and you can fulfill those orders, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we sent you those flowers. The bouquet came from a farm in California, and the wreath came from Oregon. So everything was cut fresh and produced and shipped to you by the next day.
That's amazing. Amazing to me that it can all happen so fast and the delivery times and things. So tell us about some of the things that you have that our listeners would be interested in that they could give for gifts, the varieties of things, that different types of flowers, and describe your products.
Okay. So we have a full line of floral gifting products. We have everything from roses to lilies, all grown in a certified sustainable manner. We have, as you mentioned, the wreaths that come from the Northwest, and those are grown organically on a national preserve. And then we also have organic fruit baskets, organic chocolate, various type products there. We do a lot of corporate gift-giving type work during the Christmas holiday. So they're great gifts to send out to your customers, friends, and family.
Yes, I absolutely would agree with that because it's a very high quality presentation and they're beautiful and it's all the, I guess I'm wanting to describe these because when I first started hearing the word organic many, many years ago, I don't know how people think of it today, but organic didn't always mean high quality. And so that's why I'm talking so much about the quality and also the fact that you can't always get sometimes what you consider to be the standard kinds of things organic. But if you go to organicbouquet.com, you'll see the same kind of flowers that you would see on a regular floral site, except they're organic. It has roses and irises and just everything that you would want at a regular floral place, and except that they're organic and beautiful lilies, gorgeous lilies. So tell us a little bit about sustainability and your viewpoint about that.
It's interesting that you bring up organic, because organic has been known, or not necessarily known, as good quality. In years past, it's a very difficult growing method. A few things to know about organic. If you have something that's USDA organic certified, it really only pertains to the way that product is grown. The reason we focus on sustainability is because it focuses on environmental but also social aspects.
Yes, organic has nothing to do with social aspects.
No, it really doesn't. So you can have, and it doesn't have necessarily anything to do with the local ecology surrounding a farm or a factory. So if you have something that's USDA certified and you use organic chemicals, again, water-soluble chemicals, if you allow those to run off of the farm and run into a stream, it can pollute the stream. It can choke out vegetation in the stream. It can create a large plume of, you know, different organic materials that choke out a stream and kill wildlife up and down. So we go a step further than just organic. We
Could you explain, before you talk about sustainability, because I know that's a bigger issue, but could you just give us a little more details about what the organic part of the growing is? What is the USDA certifying you for? What does that look like?
Yeah, so they're certifying that you are using only organic agrochemicals on your production, whether it's fruits and vegetables or cut flowers, making sure that you're using chemicals that are water-soluble, that have no synthetics in it. It's a great growing method because it doesn't kill the microbial life in the soil, so it's rejuvenating. The soil can rejuvenate, and you can grow year after year.
Yes, but it's only concerned about building soil and no synthetic chemicals.
Correct. Organic chemicals can be very toxic.
Yeah, I was about to say no toxic chemicals, but that's not what they're certifying for.
Right. Because you can have workers in the field, and you can spray them with organic chemicals, and it can burn the skin right off their body. So it's important to go a step beyond organic and make sure that you're buying something that is certified sustainable as well as organic. I think that's important. Even beyond, we haven't gotten to fair wages, fair labor, fair training of workers and safety equipment, all of those things, but.
We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. And today we're talking about organic, sustainable floral industry with Robert McLaughlin, who's the CEO of Organic Bouquet. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And today we're talking with Robert McLaughlin, who's the CEO of Organic Bouquet. Robert, I'm looking at your website. Oh, first let me ask you, what's your best-selling product?
Roses are the best-selling product year-round.
Good. And it looks like you have beautiful roses. I was just clicking around to different products. One of the things that I'm really interested in is how much information various companies give about how organic or non-toxic or sustainable they are in different ways. And I notice you have something, so I click to Santa's Rose Bouquet, which happens to be a beautiful bouquet of red roses with some white flowers and evergreens mixed in with it. And so here's some things that I'm seeing on here. Green shipping, what's that?
We use overnight delivery services like FedEx and UPS. So we calculate all of the carbon that we emit into the atmosphere each year by all of our shipments, and then we participate in a carbon neutral program that supports reforestation in Guatemala.
Oh, great. That's very good. Okay, so now I see that this is certified by Veriflora, which is a comprehensive sustainability certification program for the floral and potted plant industries. So tell us about that program.
So our company helped create, we were one of the original funders of Veriflora because North America did not have a certification or a set of standards for floriculture. There are various countries that had their own non-regulated or self-regulated sustainability standards. But we wanted something that was the first for North America, so we contracted Scientific Certification Systems, who's well known in the certification industry. And we did a gap analysis of all of the other certifications to come up with something specifically for floriculture. So since we helped start that, over 15,000 acres of traditional growing methods have been transitioned into certified sustainable.
And what are some of the points about that they're looking at in sustainability? What I know that word is used a lot, but I don't think that people really understand what how comprehensive it is. So what are some of the things that they're looking for?
Yeah, so there's an environmental component that the farm has to be on a pathway to organic if they're not already organic. They can't use any chemicals banned by the World Health Organization or the US EPA. They have to have protections of water reclaim and collection. They have to pay fair livable wages above minimum wage. They have to provide proper safety training and safety equipment for the workers. And then there is a custody chain that is followed all the way from the farm out to the retailer in order to be Veriflora certified so that we know that it's been controlled in a particular manner. And with Veriflora, it's each farm is certified on an annual basis by a third-party auditor, not by our company, not by by themselves, but a third-party auditor comes in.
And to make sure that they're doing all those things.
Yeah, and on the day that they do the inspections of the farms, the farm owners are not invited to the farm. They walk the farm with the people who do the actual work, and they go through all of the different processes.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so would you say, in terms of sustainability, it seems to me that sustainability is a something that we're moving, it's a direction that we're moving into, rather than something that's absolute. Is that something you agree with?
Yeah, no, I think it's critical that the sustainability component is in all of the products that we buy. I used to run a sustainable or investment fund. And I visited one of the greenhouses that we were invested in, and it was a USDA certified organic, and that was it. And as I was waiting for the grower to show up, I'm looking around on the loading dock, and they had a huge refrigeration unit that had been shut down. It was used seasonally. So I stuck my head in, looked inside, and there were nothing but pallets with blankets and beds for immigrant workers. Mm-hmm. So these were likely undocumented workers that were living in a dark, damp cooler during the harvest period. And with, you know, USDA, there's no standard to stop that from happening. And
yeah,
that's why sustainability is important.
There's so many things to look at. It really is, it's a challenge. It can be a challenge. But it's really good to know. This is where, one of the things I just want to compliment you on, or Organic Bouquet, and you as the CEO, is that I've been looking at various types of organic, natural, non-toxic, green, et cetera, products for over 30 years. And one of the things that I see is that there are companies that are dedicated to the idea and that they do everything that they can to make it happen. And then there are other companies where they'll carry like one or two things and they don't quite understand it. And it's really great to see your company be one that not only applies these principles but has been a participant in creating them. And that it's part of the fabric of your company. It's part of what you do. So it's not just something that's added on later. It's that everything that you do is based on these ideas. And I think that that's important for people, consumers, to understand the difference between just seeing a package on a shelf that might be organic versus having the whole company be about a way of doing business.
Yeah, I think, we offer consumers responsible choices when they're looking at buying floral products online. And there are a lot of companies out there. And I would say to consumers, look for companies when you're purchasing something. The more transparent, the better.
I totally agree.
That are not afraid to outline what it is that they represent and what they define themselves as.
Yes, I agree. I'm just looking at your website here because there's so much to choose from. Let's see. Here we have, here's an organic fruit basket. Let's see what's in this one. Organic pears, organic apples, organic, navel oranges, chocolate covered dried cherries, organic dark chocolate almonds, organic holds cashews. You know, I remember when I was a kid that we used to get these fruit baskets. I won't say the name of the company, but people in California would recognize it. But when I was a kid, we used to get these fruit baskets that had fruit and dried fruit, and that was part of our family Christmas present. And I can see that you have that same idea of all these traditional things like flowers and fruits and, you know, that people are accustomed to giving at the holidays, but in organic form. We'll be back after this break. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and my guest is Robert McLaughlin from Organic Bouquet. That's organicbouquet.com, and they have all kinds of holiday gifts that can be delivered same day. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Robert McLaughlin from Organic Bouquet. And that's organicbouquet.com. And we're talking about the floral industry, holiday gifts, different organic, sustainable. Robert, I'm looking at your wreaths and plants page. And as I said before, the wreath that you sent me is absolutely gorgeous and just the highest quality I've ever seen in a wreath. I actually have it. I know it would be gorgeous to put on a front door, but I have it hanging in my living room because I want to see it. If it's on the front door, it's outside.
Great.
Everyone else will see it in it, and my living room now smells wonderful from all these evergreens, and it's just a great thing to have for the holiday. Tell us about some of the different things that you have on this page. There's all kinds of things that you can choose from.
Yeah, well, we love that grower in Oregon. He actually has a great relationship with the National Forest Department in Oregon, and they harvest all of those directly out of the forest, which serves two purposes. One, they get, you know, certainly 100% organic greens because they can't, you know, be sprayed on a national forest, and two, it thins out the growth in the forest, which is helpful for the plants.
Right.
So the trees grow, you know, much healthier and larger. And so it's a great program that they have. And, of course, the products are beautiful.
They are beautiful. I'm looking here on the page, and there's a number of different kinds of wreaths and swags and runners. And here's a little moss ivy reindeer, and there's a little olive tree and a heart-shaped wreath. That's a lavender heart-shaped wreath, and a little ivy cone tree, so that you could just have a little tabletop tree if you wanted. So there's even a succulent living wreath, all kinds of things. So you're not limited just to evergreens, although I love evergreens at the holiday time. But there's so many things that you have
A lot of those potted plants are grown in Salinas, California, in Northern California. You know, we love to support local growers. While, you know, the industry brings in 70% of its cut flowers from South America, and we do offer products from certified farms in South America, we really like to focus on our U.S. growers as well.
Good, good. So even some of the things that you have here that are not organic, because some of them I'm looking at I'm just clicking around, and some are organic and some are not. A lot are organic. One of the benefits of buying from you is that all the shipping has carbon offsets. So that's the thing that I think that I would like to say about buying local and carbon offsets and things like that is that my viewpoint is that I'm concerned about putting toxic chemicals into my body and into the environment, because if we put toxic chemicals into the environment, they're going to end up in my body. I'm going to breathe them. They're going to be in the food. They're going to be whatever. And when you're shipping things from great distances, then that puts more pollution into the air, unless you're doing something to mitigate that, unless you're using renewable energy or there's carbon offsets or things like that. And so even the difference of, if you're going to buy a potted plant, the difference of having it shipped from Organic Bouquet or someplace else, even if you're not buying something organic from the site, just the fact that they're being concerned about the shipping makes a difference in the larger environment than ordering from someone else. So they've really, I can see, from my understanding of sustainability, I can look at this site and I can see that they're incorporating everything that I can think of that can be incorporated right now. And of course, the whole idea of sustainability, we, as we understand it better, everybody can do better at it. But this is just, I just see on every page that I go to, there's something about sustainability being applied to each and every product.
Yeah, we have meetings internally, and whenever we're looking at new products or we're just looking at our business in general, we're looking at what good are we doing with the product. You know, one can, you know, that's great, can you make money on the product, but how does it serve the environment? How does it serve our community? You know, we look at everything. My business cards are made on 100% post-consumer waste, you know, recycled paper. We use soy-based vegetable ink dyes. And, of course, you know, the carbon offset program, which for carbon offset, there's been a lot of debate about it, but I think the concept is pretty simple. If you put X amount of pounds of carbon into the atmosphere, what can you do to pull that equal amount of carbon out of the atmosphere?
Mm-hmm.
And then and we so also you, work with cause marketing. We have over 40 different partnerships with charitable organizations. So you can buy a bouquet that is, you know, that's for the American Red Cross, and 15% of the sale goes back to the American Red Cross. Same thing. We have again over 40 different partners.
Yes, great. What you've put together here. I was just looking at something and then I clicked away from it. Oh, packaging. Tell us about the packaging.
Yeah, so packaging, again, we look at, you know, using recycled materials. If we're using plastics, we look at non-GMO corn-based plastics so that it's biodegradable, it breaks down in the landfill, and, of course, it doesn't, you know, support genetically modified corn. So, you know, again, we look at every corner, every aspect of our business that we can, and we're constantly coming up with new improvements and new ideas.
Well, I must say that when I received my packages with the wreath and the flowers, the packages themselves were very sturdy, and they protected the plants very, very well. I have received things that I have ordered online in the past where by the time I get them, the packages are so beat up that, like once I received, I ordered a hand-thrown clay pot, and by the time it got to me, it was just in pieces, because the packaging wasn't well. So in addition to having high quality products, that are high quality packaging that are keeping them in good condition on their way to you, made from recycled materials. So we just have a few minutes left of the show. Is there anything else that you'd like to say that you haven't said?
Well, I would just like to say that, you know, our business model, as well as other businesses, you know, support these type, you know, eco lifestyle choices and stances on sustainability. And I just ask consumers to, you know, look out when you're doing your shopping online and vote with your dollars. Support companies that, you know, support change for the environment and for human rights, you know, around the world. You know, a lot of products are imported from around the world. There's not, you know, we can't have everything grown in the USA, so we really have to make sure that we're doing the right things in other developing nations as well, making sure workers are paid fair, livable wages, making sure they're being treated well, that they're being protected and whatever it is that they're doing.
I totally agree. I would like to say to consumers that one of the reasons why, like, we could have everything all grown in the United States, but one of the reasons why businesses need to bring things in from other countries has to do with consumer demand. And so it's because we want to have those flowers that need to be grown in South America. But if we were to choose what grows in our areas and decide that we want, I'm not saying people shouldn't buy these flowers from you. I'm just saying that if we thought differently, if we said, like, I decided many, many years ago to live as local as I can live. And so I look around and I see what is the kind of plants here that I could use? What kind of flowers are here in Florida? What kind of foods are here in Florida? And I try to get everything as local as possible. And so it really comes down to our consumer decisions. We have so much power as consumers, and so we can make our lives more local if we choose that and choose, be aware of what's local, support our local people, and that it's just, we can turn a lot of things around by the choices that we make. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. Happy holidays, and I appreciate your being here because I think you're doing a fabulous job.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and you can find out more about the show and find out about other past guests by going to toxicfreetalkradio.com. Each one of the shows is recorded and in the archives, and so you can listen to more than 100 shows are in the archives now. You can listen to this show again. You can tell your friends to listen to this show. You can tell your friends to go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and listen to the shows live or in the archives. They're available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Also, you can go to Organic Bouquet is one of many hundreds of websites that I have on my website, links to websites that sell organic, natural, non-toxic, fair trade, all those kinds of products. If you just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, go up to the top, and in the navigation bar it says shop. Click on shop and shop to your heart's content.